Previously on CSI Mwangi Expanse.
You have one new message.
Hey, Mac. I just want to say, even though you're probably in the next room because, you know, we're sleeping and traveling together all the way through this carnival, basically you fell asleep, but I thought I'd leave you a voice message anyway. Which I know is a bit strange, but I had something on my mind and you were asleep, so I just thought I'd call to say we're gonna get him. We're gonna get that monkey killing, monkey murdering, monkey shooting, monkey killing son of a beep. That's not the tone of another message. That's me bleeping out that word. So, you know, just, this isn't another, this is the same message that I was leaving. I'm just saying that we're close and we're gonna get closer. Not me and you. This isn't me saying I love you or anything, but I mean, maybe I do. But I'm just saying, we're close. Let's close the case. It's Jack, by the way. Your partner.
Whoa, won't get fooled again.
Previously on the Danger Club podcast.
Bottom end is bubba and a lot of cocks. Just how we like it.
She got legs?
No, she's
no. Neck. She's got that's the one thing. That's her defining trait. She has no
first
legs.
Hurdle. 40 points of damage.
You kill the cockatrice as well. Caragor is so tough that its beak breaks.
For my other two actions, I cuddle Peter the pecker and try to make him my friend.
Sorry, Veldo, I got nothing left.
Useless.
Well, thanks, bubba.
You're the people I've been waiting for. The people who can finally take part in my magnum opus.
The adventure continues.
The things you have to do to get a coffee around here, you have to follow James to the kitchen like a little street urchin. Like, please sir, and then he'll make you a very nice coffee.
Yeah.
But you have to have that moment, don't you, James?
Yeah. Gotta earn it.
This is why I'm willing to debase myself, which is why I have lovely caffeine.
What did
Ross
he say to you?
None.
What did he say to you?
Don't need it.
We don't need to talk about the things I did to get this coffee, Colin. We don't need to talk about
know,
it.
Listen, I want
to
know.
Colin, do you know what my favourite kind of cold opens are for this show?
What are your favourite kinds?
Short ones. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Danger Club podcast.
Hey.
That was really good.
You're actually drinking out of the mug that you gave me.
I am. I've got my Veldekam Light Abandoned Good mug available from dangerclubpodcast.com from the merch store if you want to get your own ones.
Is it?
Yeah, you can get an Abandoned Good mug from there. You can get a Velda mug. You can get mugs for any of your favorite Danger Club characters.
What's Caragor's?
Caragor's says, I think it says, I see you. That's Caragor's one. Fulton says, King of the Mugs. Bubba says, what are you grateful for? And Shania's, I think, just says a lot of filth.
What does MZ's one say?
MZ's is just you get a load of broken crockery in the mail.
I'd like to think MZ is a picture of MZ, and then if you fill up with hot water, it just gradually fades away.
That's just sounds really sick.
Reactive.
Or it just turns to the colour of rust.
I misspoke a couple of weeks ago when I said it was going to be the last episode of Danger Things that week. It was actually last episode of Danger Things. So that's all out now. You can get all of that on Patreon if you want to go and listen to the entire horrific Danger Things series, which means that next week we've got a new Patreon show starting next Tuesday. We will have season 2 of The Danger Files. Going back to Delta Green, going back playing some some weird mysteries, some government conspiracies and strange goings on and rolling sanity. We've got two new agents. Mm-hmm. You will find out who that is. And in fact, all of you will find out who that is, because that first episode, like we do when we do a Patreon show, first episode is going out for free on the main feed. Yeah. So,
and there is a new theme tune.
There's a new theme tune as well.
Ooh, how's it go, Colin?
I can't remember.
All right, we'll cut this bit.
It's really good though. I'm vibing.
You know, it would be great if you spliced in a little clip of the theme tune when someone said that.
That's what I'll do.
What? It goes like this. Like that.
That's what I'll do. It's going in now.
Beautiful.
That's nice.
After watching True Detective and stuff like that, I was very invested in season two, the first episode. It is very good.
It's fun, isn't it? It's very different too. So our first season of Delta Green was set on an airbase, and it was all about otherworldly encounters on a kind of remote airfield with some of the airmen who were stationed there. And this one is an actual proper Delta Green mission, with you going to a small town and finding out and trying to follow up on a weird mystery. And it's fun. It's also doubly fun because three of you have already taken a lot of sanity damage from season one. So
yeah.
You're not stable to begin with. And I think it's one of our most antagonistic team ups to begin with.
Wow.
Oh my god, yeah.
There's a lot of anger that needs to get worked out before mostly from Ross before that needs to get worked out. But I'm just so happy to be playing Delta Green again. I've said it so many times, it's one of my favorite games. That whole system, the Call of Cthulhu, and then Delta Green is kind of a simplified version of that, but I think I love the themes, I love that sort of stuff, but also for the kind of storytelling that we do. And that's not to say I don't love sort of combat sim role-playing games like Pathfinder, D&D, like, I mean, that's our bread and butter. I enjoy those, but for the kind of stories we tell, these kind of just very, very simple, very simple rule sets, and everything just kind of leans into the emergent storytelling. It makes for just really, really interesting stories. And I am just, yeah, it's not often that I go home from a record. Normally I go home and I'm like, we did well, I'm tired now. I got home from that one, I was like, I want to play again now. I want to play this game. So
it was a lot of fun.
It's interesting that I see those systems as well. Obviously, Pathfinder, D&D, et al. They're so much more forgiving.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, the magic healing potion that just makes you better. Whereas all of those systems, it really is like, you know, you get shot. Yeah, big trouble.
Oh,
you probably die from that.
Yeah.
Or, you know, sanity damage and stuff like that. There's less kind of fudging it, really. But I like the jeopardy.
Yeah, you take a bullet in Delta Green and that can be the end of you.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not, but you'll find out when you listen to season two of The Danger Files next Tuesday.
With this theme tune. Colin, take it away.
Just all the way through this episode. If anyone says that, I'll drop a little bit. And if they subscribe to the Patreons, does that mean they get the back catalogue of
they
all
do,
of the back
yeah.
catalogue of all the Patreon shows?
All of the Patreon
all
shows.
The Patreon
so,
show.
And they're all really good.
It's £5 a month, and you get I did a count, it's nearly 200 episodes of bonus podcast stuff that's not been on this podcast feed, across playing loads of different games, and then there's loads of behind the scenes stuff. There's even old recordings of Dangerous Wednesdays if you want to hear some of us talking about games that came out 4 years ago. That's on there as well.
Specifically games, how many we got? About 20 30 40, about 50 hours of like games.
Yeah, it'll be something like that, because we started it we started playing games regularly on it kind of a year and a bit ago, a couple of years ago.
50 hours sounds like a lot, Dangerlings, but you know, you can rinse through it.
Two seasons of Danger
of
Games playing D&D, Theros. Two seasons of Danger Things playing Kids on Bikes. There's some of us playing Morkborg, which was ridiculous.
Yeah.
That was and also, so much stuff. And all the Christmas specials as well. All the Christmas specials.
Yeah, and if you look at the international timescale, internationally renowned, of how much time did Ross spend playing Baldur's Gate 3, it's not that long at all. Because how much time did you spend playing Baldur's Gate 3, Ross?
Completed it 125 hours.
There we go. So you could actually watch all the Patreon shows 2.5 times almost. Yeah. You watch them, listen.
If you stay up for just for about 2 days, as I was just saying, Scott, you can do it.
Yeah, if you didn't sleep at all.
Yeah.
Get in the caffeine or whatever it is that you'd like to keep up all day. Start hallucinating by the end of it, but you could listen to the whole everything. You could listen to it. I might do it myself.
That's the Danger Club challenge.
Yeah.
Let us know if you do it.
No, please don't do that.
It's going viral. We're going to have all the YouTubers, all the Twitch.
All the TikToks.
All the TikToks are all going to be doing the Danger Club challenge.
Yeah. That's what you could do, you TikTokers. You could just get a subscribe for a free trial. Put it on, like, don't sleep for just, I don't know, take a little speed, stay up for the entire week, listen to the entire back catalogue. You can cancel, you never pay us a penny, you get everything. You'd like that, wouldn't you, you greedy little piggies, wouldn't you? Nom 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 nom, eating up our free content.
Just don't take speed. We didn't advocate anyone to take any drugs.
Eating like a pig though, that's all good.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Just imagine this being in court. They said on the episode, yes, but evidence where we did not say that. Yeah. Right?
And we specifically said TikTokers, so it's going to blow up now. Everyone's going to do it.
Everyone's going to do it. You know how impressionable these young generations are now? You just got to say something and they'll do it.
Welcome to old people on TikTok now. Welcome to Danger Club TikTok. Danger Talk. Danger. Call it Danger Talk, I think.
TikTok. Danger Talk.
Yeah.
Tick Danger.
Which this is I got my coffee down for a minute and you stopped using words. Come on, guys. Good gracious.
Right, so we're fighting someone.
You're fighting several. Well, you are fighting someone now because you killed all the cockatrices.
Yeah.
Well,
not all the cockatrices.
Not Peter.
Peter Pecker's still alive.
Peter Pecker.
Cuddled up in your...
The real sad thing about...
Drop into fire, all right.
Oh, yeah.
The real sad thing about Peter Pecker is that... according to the adventure... All four of those cockatrices were named. So he had a name before. Unfortunately, his beak is broken, so he can't tell you. So now he's Peter.
He's got a broken beak.
Can they talk?
I mean, you'll never know now. He's got a broken beak.
Well, no, it will heal. He has to heal the damage, doesn't he? But maybe you just want to leave him broken.
They're ink creatures, aren't they? They're made out of imagination and wisps.
You might not be able to take him out of them.
I've already considered that, James.
I did wonder this, yeah.
I've already considered that. Myself and Caragol, you know, we've had to think about it.
Could be a sad moment.
Gonna risk it.
Could be a sad moment, yeah. Could be a sad moment. But I mean, these things are based on like willpower, right?
Yeah.
So all I've got to do is get just scrape off bits of that dead god and I'll just
slap it on.
Yeah, slap it
on. So you're gonna recover all the parts of the dead god Sonora.
So I can resurrect my dead lover. Yes, it's a tale as old as time.
You're gonna stick them onto
Mary Shelley's Frankenstein.
You're gonna stick them onto Peter the broken beaked cockatrice.
Yeah, man. Listen, you got a fucking flame drake, shut up. I ain't got shit.
Yeah, it's true.
And a fox.
And a fox.
Yeah, you got a fox. You never use.
Yeah, I do use him. But the thing is, there's not much. There's not much you can do. I remember when we first started playing 3.5, and Jerry, who actually, funny enough, is in the Patreon show, he used to have his frog. He used to throw it and use that as a sort of touch and all this kind of stuff. But they've changed it all now. And you can't really. There is stuff you can do, but it's not quite as free and easy as it used to be.
Well, I mean, famously, you can do so much with familiars. Certainly in Pathfinder, there are so many mad things you can do with familiars.
Yeah.
I would encourage anyone playing a wizard in this game to read the familiar rules in detail, because the stuff you can do with them is absolutely insane and incredibly powerful. Especially if you are the kind of build who has a fox familiar. And has all of those things.
I can't read.
I've told you, you have enough familiar points in your thing that you could turn Jin into a person and go on a date with him. That's the kind of power that you could do. I'm not saying that's why you should turn him into one.
Well, I don't know.
I'm a fan of Jin. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
I want to see that art. Jin, the handsome fox man. Fox man, that was one of our favourite bits.
7 years we've played these characters.
7 years.
Yeah.
7 years.
And we've never been on a date with Jin in that whole time.
I know.
I cannot believe no one's had sex with this familiar yet. 2024, it's our year. Right, let's have a fight. Bubba Von Hoops, it's going to be your go. Let me set the scene. Let me lay out where you were. You defeated Ilara, the Lamia. She's dead on the floor with a bouquet of flowers lying around her. Most of the cockatrices are dead, but towards the end of it, Balamor started applauding you, started clapping for what was going on, and then summoned up his magnum opus, this great vision around you that seemed to transport you back to the murder site of Sonore. Rain lashing down under dark skies, trees up around you. All the different, seemed to be the different conspirators who had taken part in the murder appearing out of the darkness.
Right.
It was hard to tell which one was which, hard to tell which one was the real Balimo. You worked your way through them, you killed them off until you reduced it down to just one, and now you know where Balimo is with his little puppet hiding in the folds of his robes. He came over, he hit Caragor incredibly hard, and then cast a spell up at you. And that's where we've dropped it back in. You've kind of thrown a few hits. You've landed some big hits on him. But the fight is very much still going. And Bubba Von Hoops, it is your go.
Right, I'm going to sustain. If I sustain this spell, I get a hit. And then I've got two actions left, am I correct?
That is correct.
Excellent. All right, so let's do that. My spell attack.
Make an attack.
Is 28.
28's a hit.
Excellent. It's not a crazy amount of damage, but hey.
Don't do all that damage.
It's 9. No, hang on. It's 9. 9 points of damage. That's all it is.
Very nice.
So that's good. And then I'm going to heal Velda.
Oh, thanks.
Cast
a little soothe. And it is. Get yourself 28 points of 28 healing.
Points of healing.
Nice.
Very Thank nice. Thank you. The sword stabs Balimo in the back. And he staggers forward. Then you heal Velda. Very, very nicely done. It is now Balimo's go. From within.
Bless you.
Sorry. Bless you.
He sneezes.
Balimo has a cold. Has he had two goes?
That's what happens when he gets stabbed.
Has he had two goes?
No, that last go was a whole round ago.
Did I had a go?
Yes, we did Velda. Who went last on the last turn? I thought it was. Oh, was it Velda who went last time?
Should we pause and the other episode?
The last thing I did was shoot three arrows at.
Last thing was shoot three arrows. He's come into melee since then. So yes, you should have had a go. It must have been. We must have missed your ghosts. I'm so sorry. We jumped in, but go ahead and take your turn. He's up close and personal with you.
Okay, I don't think I can find a card for this fella. But as a side note, I have noticed that the clones we were killing have all matched the illustration on the cards. There was a rabbit with a crown. I don't know if that has any portent or if that's just the game matching the aesthetics to the card, which is cute.
I think it's because he's doing a play about the night that she was murdered.
Okay, so
these are all the conspirators. Because we saw Bernadette with his crocodile face.
Sure, and there was a rabbit
with
prince.
A crown.
I didn't get... Yeah, that's the rabbit prince in the cards anyway.
And there was a metal dude with the...
Yeah, robot face.
Sapphire eyes, robot
face. I looked in three decks. I couldn't find metal dude with sapphire eyes, but I don't know if he's in yours, Jen.
Possibly. I had a little flick through.
Either way, I haven't got a card for this guy, so I'm just going to play the old... Have some of that card.
You play have some of that.
I guess I will hunt prey.
Have some of that.
And I will attack twice, please.
Okay.
With a kukri and a hammer.
You can't have pizza. He's got a new... Oh, wait, I had something for this. You turn the rain on and there's pages of script everywhere. If you're not careful, you'll have to get that script.
And Caragor looks over to the dead body of the other opponent and goes,
laminated.
Oh my god.
Natural 20! Yeah, grim optimism.
Oh, have yourself a card, sir.
Thank
there
you.
We go.
All right, so that was the kukri, and that was a slashy gut slash.
Oof.
The target takes 1d4 persistent bleed damage, and any creature it swallows whole is immediately released. Great. Fucking, that's specific as hell. If only we were fighting Moby Dick. But yeah, okay, fine. So 1d4 persistent bleed damage. Does Bolotti... Balomo, oh, fucking hell.
Do you bleed?
Balimo. Does he swallow? Balimo, thank you.
Balimo
does he swallow
bleed.
People?
Well, I mean, depends if you ask him nicely. He is a director. They're into all sorts of weird stuff. But no, he has not currently swallowed anybody.
All right, it takes 3.
Okay.
Persistent bleed.
And then roll, and then it's double damage.
Yay! Yay, I rolled the lowest.
Okay, great.
Does it double off my hunt prey as well?
It does, yeah. It doubles everything.
21. it's 21 points of damage.
Very nice.
On a crit.
21. Nice.
Good damage.
Wow.
Oh, well. was good.
There we go. That's pretty good. That's just your first attack, though, right?
Yeah.
Oh, did you hunt? You've hunt prayed. So
yes, I've hunt prayed. So I've got one more attack.
One more attack.
I crit, and that was I've got a crit spec on my cookery. Does it immediately happen?
I don't know. What's the deal with your crit spec?
I had it written down on my paper sheet, but it doesn't come up anymore on my Pathfinder.
No problem. Have a look on it, and we'll look it up and.
Crit spec. Oh, here it is. The target takes 1d6 persistent bleed damage.
Fucking hell.
I gain an item bonus to do this damage equal to the weapon's item bonus to attack rolls.
So if it's a plus one weapon, you get a plus one. Plus two, you get a plus two.
Oh, okay, fine. So it's just another further 1d6 bleed damage.
Okay.
Four. So a total of seven bleed damage.
Incredible. Okay, cool.
And the other attack from the hammer. Hey, a 19. Is a... 30, it's a 13 plus 19, which would be a 31.
That's a hit.
Great. 10.
10 points, another 10 points of damage.
Nice.
It's all good stuff. Okay, you slam into him a couple of times.
You leave Peter alone. He's got new lines now.
Really started to hit him. He's, you see blood running from his nose. He spits some blood out of his mouth. He still has not said anything. It's still like he still doesn't.
I bet it's the puppet. It's the puppet we're gonna have to kill. But I just wanted to see if a director could bleed.
It's a very cathartic table right now for us all. All right. So now it's their go. Now they're gonna take a go. So you, there is a flash from within the robes. You hear. he's turning into a little witch. and you see some of the wounds on Balimo's body start closing up. And then you hear the sound of another spell being cast. And then Balimo punches Caragor. And
Balimo.
Balimo.
Oh.
Ooh, middling. We're going to talk. We're talking 31.
Yep, that'll hit.
Okay. No crits there, though. That is 22 points of damage. Smash.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you're not taking Peter. You're not taking Peter. Where are you? Where are you?
I love how the more injured we get, we age. How many hit points have you got? Well, I'm clearly 100 years old, so I'm nearly dead.
I'm nearly dead.
Fawn, it's your go.
I run over to Belly.
Well, I think you're already in melee with him. You ran over last turn. For once, the dwarf does not have to
move. Yeah.
I'll use my furious focus to hit them with a beep.
Such a big part of Pathfinder combat is being mobile and moving around, and yet it always seems the only person who has to run around for the whole fight is the one with the tiny legs. Everyone else is always where they're meant to be.
I suppose that makes sense. If everyone else is more mobile, they would get to where they need to be quicker.
39.
A 39 is... It does that. I need to look at what a... Quickly look at what a spell does.
So annoying.
It's a crit.
Yay!
Damn it. That's a shitty spell. Take some dice from me. Go on.
Every time on this fucking dice, I roll a one.
Is that doubled?
That's why you. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay.
You double everything when you get.
48.
48 points of damage. Very, very nice.
And then I'll go for one more hit.
So you rolled a one on the crit, and still managed to do 48. So I rolled a one real quick.
Okay, you slam it into him. Okay.
And then it's... Yeah, I'll go for one more attack.
Yep.
Natural 20.
Oh, my God.
Yay.
Here we go.
Now they're coming in. Have a card for yourself.
Yeah.
Double round of crits.
Parry. Crit effect. The target must succeed a reflex save or drop one weapon it is holding, determined randomly by the GM. He's not holding any weapon.
No, he's got. He's
puppet glasses.
Puppet.
These.
Let's give it a go. Reflex save, yeah? That's against your class DC. I think he's probably going to make it. Well, look, we're talking a 30... we're talking a 33 there.
25.
25. So he makes it. Doesn't drop. He doesn't drop anything, but it is still double damage.
Yay! It's 42.
Meaning of life, universe, and everything, that.
Oh my god, tell me how you kill Balimar. Yeah.
So I start with a leg sweep.
Yeah, this one does have legs. So.
Okay, so yeah, I sweep his legs and keep
chopping. Chop off his arm.
Chopping, no, I just keep chopping down by his legs, so it's in segments. Oh god. Until it gets to his kneecaps, and then he just sort of falls forward.
Oh, chop.
You're watching like Looney Tunes.
And then when he's looking up at me and he's got his puppet in his hand, I just crush the puppet.
You go to crush the puppet, but as you lift your foot up, as it falls to the ground, just blood everywhere and crashes. You see Balimo start to melt suddenly, and you just see a little shape pop up from within the robes and just start running away and start moving around inside it. And you can see, oh shit, oh no, as a little puppet. Appears as the puppet, now moving on its own, pulls itself out from under the fallen robes.
Are we still in combat?
We're still in combat rounds.
That's it.
That's
me.
Your go, Velder. It's your go.
Ah, puppet.
Ah, oh, hey guy.
Look, just give up. You've lost, and we won't turn you into kindling if you stop right now. Stay where you are.
Okay, is that what you're doing with your go?
Well, not the whole go, no.
Okay,
so I'm going to try that sort of. That is going to be a, because I'm so good at all this stuff. I'd say that's probably a deception.
Because you have no intention of letting
him
go.
Not really. I don't really have much sort of say in whether or not he will get turned to kindling or not.
Okay.
No. Okay. That's a 2 on the dice, so it gives me a 13.
You lie bad. You make it very clear to all of you that you intend to murder this puppet.
Everyone's like, I can guarantee you they won't turn you into kindling if you just give up. Sure. Wink, wink. Nudge, yeah. Ooh.
You say, while reading a book entitled 101 Horrible Things to Do to Puppets.
Right, in that case, I'm just going to cast another spell.
Go for it.
Another spell. Am I... I've not got a huge amount left. Shit. Actually, no, maybe I'm not. Well, I've got... I've got stuff, but it's all pretty freaking... Oh, I'm going to cast Colour Spray. Fuck it. I'm going to try and Colour Spray the little puppet.
Blast it with a Colour Spray.
That is a will save, please.
It's a will save. 18 on the die for a total of 34.
Oh, well done, you little... Puppet, you've survived my colour spray. You win this round, puppet.
You cover in paint. Caragor, it's your go.
Put the puppet in it.
My god, Caragor, you look so old.
If we were using the analogy of age to hit points, then Caragor had his retirement a long time ago.
So, how far away is the puppet?
Puppet is still technically in melee with you because it was...
You're a fucking bastard! How did he grow that big, long, white beard? I don't understand it.
Hunt prey!
Yeah. Weirdly, it's still your prey.
Oh, you fucking... You fucked it now, son.
Three attacks, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
God, knock his block off, Grandpa.
None of them higher than a fucking 10!
Oh, God! And he's back, ladies and gentlemen.
What's the biggest roll?
What's the biggest?
8! That was 1, 2, 3. So, all right. So, I've got a...
So you can't hit start a haggling, tiny shall we?
So, my first one will be a 25.
A 25 is a miss.
Great.
Then they all miss.
You just stab it with different two weapons.
See
just,
you I in mean, it's, 20
it's,
minutes.
It's good to see he's just doing a bit of cardio still. You know, even at his age, he's still getting his exercise in his daily steps.
On prayer! I wanted the prayer!
Why does he keep saying that?
It's like Yoda in the prequels. This little puppet's just bouncing around, dodging all of the strikes.
So dumb,
bizarrely quick. Yeah. And which means it's now Bubba Von Hoop's go.
All right, I'm going to drop spiritual weapon and cast Pernicious Poltergeist.
Pernicious Poltergeist.
I'm going to use its telekinetic projectile feature, and I need a basic will save.
A basic will save.
A reflex. My mistake.
Okay. That should be nice and easy to work out. We're talking a 32 there.
A 32 is a success.
Okay. Basic, so half damage.
Half damage it is. And the damage is 23, so that's 11, right?
Yep.
Rounding down. 12, if we're rounding up. But we're rounding down.
We're rounding down. You pick it. What do you pick up from around the theatre to throw at it?
There is
some programs.
Just some programs, definitely. Yeah, there's an old popcorn bucket. There's
albatross.
So there's an ice cream seller in the wings that's been there all the time, just watching this, and loads of their ice cream, like little pots of ice cream, come flying out as well.
You bombard him with tiny pots of ice cream.
There's got to be some choc ices and things like that.
I hear people that eat in the theatre. Yeah, absolutely. And a bag of crisps, because someone bought a bag of crisps, and that's not.
That's why you go out for a pre-fee beforehand, so you're not hungry when you watch the show.
Baba, what are you doing? It's not even the intermission.
And there's something. There's one more. What's the other thing? Oh, stage weight. Let's make a stage weight. That'll be good. Yeah.
Amazing.
Wait, so it hits just him like in the face, a bit like, of ice cream and some crisps, and then just like a solid piece of iron.
Yeah.
Incredible. Okay,
And then I've got one more action. One more? Actually,
nice.
So
okay.
I haven't used a focus spell, so I'll inspire courage.
You inspire courage. Everyone feels more courageous.
Plus one to attacks
and damage. There's
nice. Something about the sight of a choc ice smacking a tiny wooden man in the face that really makes me feel inspired with courage.
It's the salted caramel.
Yes.
All right, it's the puppet.
It's a puppet.
It's a puppet. It's a puppet. The puppet, for its first action, pulls a knife.
Where from?
It's got like a tiny little belt for its scabbard. It's like pulls a little knife out.
It thinks it's in West Side Story.
And it's going to decide who it attacks, because there's three of you in melee with it, and two of you are not on good hit points.
I mean, he could kill.
Surely it'd go for me, because I killed its. Like
no, just let the
let
Caragor.
Come on, you little bastard!
Having the worst day.
You're gonna take me down.
Quickly, oh,
use the Zimmer frame.
Come on,
lock it to deck.
Spend all my hero points. I can't re-roll this. Come on, you fool!
Stabs Caragor.
Oh fuck!
38.
It's a hit. It's not only a hit. It's a crit.
Oh god!
Take me out, baby.
Caragor's
come
dead.
On! Oh come on, you tiny bastard!
No, he's helped well. By a little tiny,
tiny wooden man with a fucking tiny knife.
Just the way he wanted to go.
The fortune teller was right.
I imagine his knife is being 20, really small.
Yeah, it's tiny.
24 points of damage.
All right. That's instantly down to zero and minus 23.
So that puts you on dying two, because it's a crit. Takes you straight
dying
to dying
two.
So it just pulls it all over and goes, and just stabs Caragor right in the neck. Caragor just goes down, pissed in blood.
Has it got another action?
Coup de grâce.
Protect Peter Becker.
You're going to come back as
with
that.
come back as a broken piece.
It's a broken cockatrice.
Which may or may not melt at the end of this adventure.
That's Morkborg.
It's, with its next action, it turns to face Fulton. It holds up an empty hand in front of it, and a shimmering magical shield appears on its hand, and then it flips you off.
You little shit.
Oh, little bastard. Fulton, it's your go.
Thanks for healing me, Bubba, when I landed.
Fulton's going to furious focus this little fuck.
No, fuck, I'm an orc. I get orc half-orc ferociousness thing. When I go down to zero hit points, I've still got one left. That's a feat.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, that's fine. Look it up while you're... Fulton, you roll your attack while you're... while you look up the
wording
for that.
So you can't die.
Yes.
38.
That's one.
38.
That D&D.
Does hit.
Yay.
It breaks through the... It hits the shield.
Oh, no, it's 39, sorry, with the...
Spider. 39, not a crit. Splinters through the shield and hits him.
Oh.
Oh, some big rolls. You celebrated getting a 12 on one of them, but you got a 1 on the other.
Yeah. Fuck. Fuck you.
12 plus 14 is... 26. No.
No. Don't listen to me. Say 12 plus 14.
Yeah. Anytime. Just say the words anytime.
Yeah, 26.
Oh yeah, it is.
Just let me know when you want to start.
I was right.
26 points of damage.
26 points of damage.
Wait, that's a furious... Yeah.
You smashed the axe into him. Have we got that feat up yet, Scott?
Yeah.
What's it do?
Orc ferocity. Yeah.
Well, I will be reduced to zero hit points. Fierceness in battle runs through my blood, and I refuse to fall from my injuries.
You avoid being knocked out and remain at one hit point. Your wounded condition goes up by one.
Oh, nice. Okay. I'm assuming because it's a... No, it wouldn't go by two. That's
it doesn't say anything about crits, but...
No, that's fine. It's wounded number of times you go down not to do a crit. So, yeah, you gain the wounded one condition, but you are still on your feet.
Unless that would have immediately killed me, in which case I'm just dead anyway.
Nah, it didn't do enough.
So you can't die?
No, that happens once.
Once per day, right?
Yeah, once per day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, fuck, I'm on my bloods!
Oh,
I'm still here!
How's he still here, guy? He must be dreaming of Mecha Bingo.
And then I'm going to use my second attack.
Okay.
You're going to die one day, Carrigan.
Well,
fuck off!
Yeah, I was going to give you 20, some healing, but I won't bother 20, now.
No good.
You're fine.
That's it for me.
I'm still literally pissing blood, you
just
shit.
Trying to keep up the morale.
You can't heal anyway, you windy bellend.
It bounces off the shield. Velda, it's your go.
Right. Fuck you! It's a gust. Slashing gust.
What?
Now, this is another new spell that I picked up that came in because there was a distinct lack of windy spells for some reason. A massive oversight by Pathfinder back in the day. But they've since remedied
that's
that.
That's because there's been a book called Rage of the Elements come out, which I think has rather fixed that.
Yes, so now there's some interesting ones. Now, this would have been great back in the beginning, but it's still pretty good. So I'm going to go and just make a spell attack. Okay. Against the little man. Oh, that's 25.
25 is a miss.
Oh, fuck you.
Does it hit everybody who's in melee with it? Because at this point...
If anyone is prone nearby, it will hit them automatically and reduce them to...
Well, thank goodness.
I would have been prone.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. Unfortunately not. No, that just misses. Shit. And then, like Velda, also cast shield.
Is that with plus one?
Oh, with the plus one, 26.
26, still a miss.
And then he also casts shield, okay. And it flips him off.
You send just loads of blades and it just parries them all with a tiny knife.
I'll read what it is because it's quite cool.
Okay.
It's quite cool. A slashing gust is that you slash your hand through the air, channeling miniature ripples of air from each finger to slice your enemy. If you have two hands free, you can target two creatures with the spell. Otherwise, you target one. It's a bit of a Bruce Lee-like...
Little
sort of bat finks come off the end of your fingers.
Right. Because you weren't dropped to the floor, Caragor, it's your go.
Oh, come on then.
Am I still in melee with it?
Yeah, you're still in melee.
Come on. Actually, wait. If my first attack can be with a twin slice, does that mean I roll four dice?
Wind slice. You rolled. It's like flurry of blows, isn't it? You make two attacks for a single action.
Yeah.
Isn't that the idea?
Yeah.
Cool. What do that to start with, and then do your follow up attacks afterwards.
Yeah. Two melee weapons. Okay, fine. I'll use this one first.
Come on, you fucking shitbag!
All right. So one is a 31, and the other one's a 28.
Both misses.
Cool.
It parries both of them off the shield. Cool. The magical shield.
It's ridiculous.
You fuck you. That was a zero effectively. Actually it was a 2, 19. It would have been a 19. And here we go. Yeah, 20.
20.
Peter. Get him, Peter. Peter, get him. Go on, Peter. I'm holding off the big guns until last. Peter, get him.
Oh, Peter is traumatized at the moment. Like, if you want to put some time into training Peter, maybe we can talk about that. But not in the heat of battle. Peter is too traumatized to act. He's been blown up recently, so he's not super happy. But
look, it's just a little man. It's not we're fighting, it's just a little man.
Just a little man.
Come on, what's going on?
They're just bleeding everywhere. Like the rest of you are just like, how is Caragor still standing? You should be dead.
Just choosing it at this point. I'm just choosing to stand.
Choose life. Choose Bubba Von Hoops.
Give us a reflex, Dan.
Give us a reflex.
Pernicious Poltergeist
throws another projectile. And for that reflex, we are talking 33.
That's another half damage.
Give us some half damage.
All right. It is... Oh, it's not as good that time. It's 17, so I guess it's 8 points of damage.
Okay.
Jeez, burning through spells for no reason there.
Running down.
Oh, well.
Okay, you hit him with another... Hit him with some more ice creams.
Why haven't you killed it, Bubba?
I don't know! And then I guess carry on doing the old... Sure. Oh, hang on.
Do you need to spend actions to keep flying? Like, do you have to...
No, it just lasts for 10 minutes.
It just lasts for 10 minutes and yeah. You can hover. Okay.
Actually, it would be 9 points of damage because of the plus 1 on thingy. Oh, no.
Every little helps.
No, it would have dropped. I should have done that first.
Okay.
So I just cast that again.
Okay.
Yeah. That's fine. So I'm going to sustain that, but I don't get the plus 1.
You don't get the plus 1, but...
Everyone else does.
Very nice.
That would have made one of my first hit be 32.
32? That would still have been a miss.
All right.
This little shit. It's the little shit's go. Right. This little shit is going to...
At this point, just end a miserable existence.
As much as I want to mess up Bubba.
Takes all of us out. This little puppet, that'd
little
be amazing.
Tiny, this little pin dagger.
Fuck it. Dedgeling, shall I see if I can do it? Let's try it. Right, first attack on Velda. Now, for God's sake. 29?
Yes, that's it.
Fucking 10 points of damage. Does it drop you?
No.
Oh! No. I was just in my head. I've got like bum bum bum.
You can tell. Like, you can tell because if I was speaking like, oh yeah, dude, here we are. Maybe it would have done, but no, I'm still relatively youthful.
No, you sound fine. Don't you got all that healing?
Yes,
on Bubba,
I'm all right. I'm all right. Thanks, Gramps.
Yeah, you got to do with that Bubba healing.
Lovely blob of Bubba healing. There.
Yeah, it's great.
I feel very soothed.
That you got that.
Yeah, it's great.
I'm just choosing not to die. But
yes,
you,
that's right.
You got all that magical healing.
You're like a tough bit of green leather just down there. You just sort of
Oh, I'm like a cheese board.
It's a miss on Caragor.
Yep.
With the second hit.
I've become slippery with my own blood.
Going back to Velda on this one. I'm going to run after you. Oh, that's a bit more like it. We're talking a 29.
Ooh. Yeah, that's a hit.
That's a hit. Can I... It just doesn't do a lot of damage. And rolling like that went... Oh, for God's sake. That's 7 points of damage.
Yeah, no, that's...
He's gone. He's distinctly less intimidating now.
You could have dropped Caragor. You do realize this? Like he's literally. I don't know. I think a strong breeze.
Kill me.
He'd be doing it.
Peck me eyes out with no beak.
It would just be doing him a service these days. I mean, look at him.
Oh, Fulton.
Furious focus again.
Oh, God.
That's a 37.
37.
38, actually, because of the...
That's a hit.
Yay, not crit.
Nope.
Oh, how's he going to do it? I think he's going to chop his legs off.
Chop him up.
Chop him up.
Oh, my. That is 18 points of damage.
Wow. 18?
Yeah, it's all right.
And then, so big and strong, Fulton.
Then I'm going to go for a second attack. That is 33.
33. That's a hit.
And then that is 28 points of damage.
28 points of damage. It's still alive.
Oh, you fucking...
He's just chopping at this tiny little guy with the axe, just taking chunks out the side of its head.
If only we had a puppet card. Yeah. In our
I've had a look through. There's nothing.
There was a card for this monster.
I think it could be. I keep looking at the fool because the arrows look like strings.
What about
strings,
that one?
But yeah, the fool, but I'm not sure.
I don't know. It's just like a bound, naked, half-naked humanoid man.
String attached to it.
I mean, that does sound like a lot of this puppet's kinks.
There's arrows coming from his head. The string is bound around his waist and wrists like he's been trapped somewhere. He's got a big, grinning, leering face. I don't really know what the puppet looks like, so it's described made of wood. This guy's definitely made of flesh. It's got striped trousers. It's got arrows coming out of his head.
Next one.
You read me out the next all of them.
I'm not going to do that, but suffice it to say, I haven't found a puppet in here, and I don't think you found a puppet in yours.
No.
Well, maybe we'll find it, or maybe we won't need to, because Velda, it's your go.
Okie dokie.
Got anything left in the bag there? You must be running low.
I've got stuff left in the bag. Of course I have. shit. No, I do. Well, I mean, have I got anything else that might be quite interesting? I'm going to go for Slashing Gust again.
Slashing Gust.
Oh, the Slashing Gust, yes.
Actually, well, first of all... Oh, God. Sorry about that. Okay. Actually, first of all, I'm going to back away out of melee range of this little needle bastard, because I think Caragor's got this. Needle.
I had a lot of lentils and prunes, and I had a Slashing Gust.
You've got to be careful of your range as well. You do yourself a mischief. And it's a bit better. So that is 29. Oh, miss. No, sorry, 30, because it's Collins. 30.
With your bonus.
Bubba, there we are.
Yeah.
30 is a miss.
Still a fucking miss.
It's 33 is AC, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, well, there we are. See, I tried my best anyway. Carol, go on, you've got this.
Yeah, but I've got this, Velda.
Go on.
I've got this fellow agent.
If you get him down, I promise we'll get your diaper changed.
It is now your turn.
Come on, sunshine. Right, we're going to chopping block with you. I've wanted to prey on you successfully for about 3 years now.
One, two, three.
Oh, no, twin slice. Come fucking on, twinny. Twinny! Shit!
No, one's at 19. So,
Let me know totals because AC might be different to last round.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't have a shield up anymore.
That will be at full attack thingy. That will be 21.
21's a miss.
Yeah. Minus 4, 15 plus 16 is 31.
31 is a hit.
Hooray!
Oh, what is it?
Because it didn't have a. Last round it had a shield up. This round it tried. It threw everything at trying to drop one of you. Because I was feeling vindictive. It's absolutely not the smart play.
14 points of damage.
14 points of damage.
I've got two attacks left at diminishing returns.
Go for it.
This is just sad to watch, really. I mean, it's
19.
19, no.
It's good that he's still trying, though.
Yeah.
Fucking shitbag.
Minus. Might make us some cabbage soup later to say well done. He likes cabbage soup. See, it's easy on the gums.
Loves the water.
22.
22 miss as well.
We'll have a nice glass of Lamb's Navy rum ready for you.
Stab.
I got you though, you fucking. Fuck you.
Like one of its painted eyes is like scratched out now by it, and it's just leering back at you. Bubba, it's your go.
All right. I'm going to cast Soothe on Caragor. All right?
Oh, well.
I suddenly realised that I could have done that about 3 rounds ago.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we...
I'm keeping track.
Hey, listen,
you've got to play your own way.
Brain's...
You're busy, man. You've got this poltergeist thing going on. It's a real important thing.
Yeah, it's gone now.
Yeah.
Poltergeist
I noticed,
is gone.
Yeah.
I thought I could take it out.
Yeah. You know, Bob has been spending a lot of time with the poltergeist recently. Like, I feel like there's an unhealthy relationship going on there.
Have... Do you want these hit points or not?
That was Dan talking. That was silent.
Oh, you're so grim.
No, I don't want them. No. Please don't heal me.
Oh, fuck it. I'm going to stay on one bullet point for a life. This is it now. Me
takes
and Mecca.
17 points.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Just throw some magic missiles.
So that soothes you back to what? The mid-80s?
Yeah.
Oh, I've got 18 now.
Oh, that's so much better.
A mid voice on that.
It's not bad.
And then I'll continue to inspire Khraj on my fellow.
Continue inspiring courage.
Because it's kind of helping, isn't it?
It is helping. It brings it back around to Argo, to Balamar's go. Balamar's going to delay, and Balamar's going to speak. Balamar holds up a hand and says,
"Very well, I accept your surrender. You will be allowed to leave in peace, and I will write a play about you."
You're going to leave in pieces.
Fulton, it's your go.
But he might be able to tell us something.
No.
Oh, Fulton's decided.
Furious focus. Natural 20.
Oh, Jesus. Oh.
For a 40.
There we go.
There's your card, sir.
You
just taking the final blow in all of these.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Lip cut.
That most opportunity, but for a wooden doll.
Yeah. The target must succeed a DC 5 flat check to cast spells with a verbal component until healed.
I get the feeling that's not really going to matter.
And then double damage.
Yeah.
You hit it full in the face. Like, I accept your surrender.
And that's an axe not that good.
Itself in the face.
Yeah.
Ooh. 42
points of damage. The answer to life, the universe, everything, and puppets. Tell me how you kill Balamar.
I just chop him from the legs.
God.
Say the words, Bart.
Look, I tell you what, Ross, do we need to talk about getting you a new weapon? Because I feel you've a bit chopped out with your axe. Like, it's just chop it. I chop it.
It's the one time that you actually didn't have to do it because he's so much smaller than you. The one time you could have hit him somewhere else.
No.
But you go for the legs.
I go for the legs. His tiny, tiny legs.
Yeah, I'll say one thing about Fulton. The animation budget is very cheap with it. Yeah. Same combat animation.
It's basically like Golden Axe. It's just the one.
You slice his legs off. The puppet collapses next to the melting form of Valimo and waves his hand. He goes, "But what about the play?" And you bring the axe down on top of it, and just it splinters into bits, leaving just kindling lying around. The rain stops as soon as the puppet is smashed, and the light kind of fades away, and you find yourselves back in the theater with just blood everywhere, and just bodies piled up of the. Of Balimo, of Balimar, of Ilera, the Lamia, and of three cockatraces. But not four, because one of them is snuggled up behind, is hidden behind Caragor.
Yeah.
Do we still have stupefied and fatigued, or do they go?
They stay for now, so you will need to... take the stupefied off, because I think that you'll have time for that to wear off. Fatigued, I think you have to rest before it will go.
Is everything melting, as usual?
So,
the bodies...
They are, as you poke them, they are looking quite soft. Yeah, that you can you can see that all of them seem to be made of the that same stuff that they kind of melt away.
Is there anything? Because what were the keys that we got before, or the things that we had that we were getting
tokens?
Is there any tokens on these guys?
Do you want to loot the room?
Yeah.
I thought you might
loot that body.
Go ahead. You're not under pressure, so you root through the gradually melting piles of things, and you find quite a bit of stuff that you might want to write down. So let's start with Ilera, because you killed her first, the Lamia. You go to look through her things, and you find that there is two bunches of roses. There's a single bouquet of flowers standing there, and you're like, I don't remember her during the fight having a bouquet of flowers, and you realise that they are magical when you look at them. So you'll be able to have a little look at that. If you want to give me an Arcana check, Velda, while we're looking through everything else, I'll be able to tell you what those are.
It's not very good.
Well, I'll do one too.
Okay.
Hang on, I don't know.
26.
A 26.
25.
A 25.
No, yeah. No. Fucking loser. 19,
yeah, so, 25.
It's enough to know. So you recognize this to be an enchanted weapon, these flowers, Velda. You realize that this is in fact a glamoured weapon, and written on the gift tag amongst the flowers is just the word brilliance. You hold them for a moment, you speak the word, and the flowers transform into a pair of scimitars.
Ooh.
You kind of look at the ones that she was holding, you look at them, and then you say the word again, and they just reform back together into a bunch of flowers. They still feel as heavy, like holding them feel as heavy as a pair of swords.
Oh, nice.
But yes, it is. They are a pair of +1 scimitars.
Mm.
Uttering the word brilliance for one action transforms them from a bunch of flowers into a pair of swords.
Oh. Any good for you, Caragor?
You what?
Do you like flowers?
I love flowers. I love hydrangeas.
Do you?
Geraniums.
Have a look at these. And I hand them to Caragor. Aren't they nice? Why don't you give them a smell? Give them a smell. Yeah, that's right. Brilliance.
Oh! Oh!
I
stabbed my flowers!
Oh! They just go straight through
what's
your eyes.
What's the attack? God. What's the attack? What's the damage on them?
It's, so they're regular scimitars. If you add them in... I think it might be a D8. It'll say in Pathbuilder if you add them in, yeah. And then you can add a +1 rune to them. To, are you rolling damage against?
Yeah, he stabbed me with the scimitars.
I gave him to, like, yeah.
Imagine Velda kills Caragor, outrageous. And next game Shania comes back.
9+. Okay,
but hold on a moment. We've got this is gonna be gag damage. Like I wouldn't actually try and set up so you could die because you're basically in a pain.
It might die.
I can't believe you're inflicting gag damage on
Yeah, I know. Sorry. Go hark.
Take gag damage. It was only like 10 points of damage.
Yeah, you're fine.
Well, probably nearly killed you, isn't it?
Nah, it's fine. I got like 8 points left.
You'll live forever.
Oh, that was a good one, Velda.
Yes,
it's a good one.
Now, as a reward for that, you can keep those.
Oh, thank you.
Do you think they're any good?
Well, they're quite heavy. Hang on. Let me just put them with my other.
And Caragor, like, turns into a hedgehog, I guess, at this point with the amount of weapons.
Hang on, I've got 2 cookeries. Hang on, no, I've got it. I've got my ball staff. I've got my 2 cookeries. I've got the rancier that we got from Spears Morgan. Got a flail, which is like a little hammer. I'm a composite longbow, a +1 striking great club. And now a bouquet of roses.
Incredible.
Caragor falls over.
Yeah. you fall down. The rest of you kind of look for a moment and then just carry on looting. Looking at the puppet, you realize that when you kind of lift up the... It was wearing kind of actual clothes, like a doll, kind of had sort of felt clothes over the top of it. And when you open the felt shirt, you find a brilliant-looking chain shirt underneath it. Magically enchanted chain shirt underneath, which... I can't remember if they magically resize if they have runes or not, or if you could just strip the rune off and put it on something. But it's a +2 chain shirt. The dagger is a +1 dagger.
Mm.
And the little stick, there's a little stick held in its other hand, which has just fallen to the ground. Velda, you pick that up, you realize that it is magical. Mm. And Fulton, while you're going through the pockets of Balimo, the human one, you find in one of its pockets, you pull out a brilliant diamond, this big sparkling diamond, and in your hand you can feel it pulling faintly in a direction.
I got a natural 20 on my arcana check to find out what that little stick is.
You didn't just get that, my friend, you got a level 4 wand of fireball.
Woo!
Ooh,
sweet.
The chain shirt, can you wear it?
Oh, that's how he cast that shit.
You can't wear that with armor, can you?
No, it's it's a particular kind of armor.
Look, I got this diamond, it's pulling me towards this way.
And I point to it, I let it point.
Is a magical item controlling you again?
No, not anymore. I'm over that now.
Are you sure? Because you nearly killed us all.
Do you want it?
Yes.
Neither of you should have it.
Caragor goes to take it, but his hands are so slippery with blood that it slips out of his hands and falls on the floor.
Oh, butterfingers.
Yeah.
Where's it pulling towards?
It's impossible to tell. You can just feel you can just, it's similar to if you've held any of the other tokens. It gives a kind of a, you feel like it almost like seems like it wants to go somewhere, but it's not got enough kind of strength to pull in that direction.
Throw it up here, let me feel it. I'm still flying up in the flies, like.
No, it's me.
Oh, I'm god, joking. Here we go again.
No, I keep it in my pack. It's like, I think it's one of the tokens. It's got the same feeling as the others.
All right.
Does Are it? You wearing that chain shirt?
No, do you want it?
I think it's only me and you who can wear it.
Yeah, I can't. I've already got full plate armour.
Yeah,
so.
You have, haven't you? I think it might be better than what I've got, so...
Here you go.
Oh, great.
Caragol chucks it to
now
him.
Now he's unable to move.
Just falls over.
Caragol takes off his current leather armour and puts it on Peter. Does that work?
No.
What about... Because it's like medium armour, so it's like not... It's not like a full suit of leather lamellar or anything.
It doesn't work. It doesn't
There's
work.
Just like, sorry, okay. Colin, why don't you DM a game for once? Eh?
Wow.
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 So what about
man.
Just like a little leather shirt?
You all stand and you watch as Caragor attempts to put leather armor on a peacock.
It's a cockatrice.
We can get some specially designed armor.
Yeah, I figure if I'm going to take a pet and then keep sending it into battle, I think the sensible and honest thing to do would be to give it armor first. Like, what kind of psychopath would just send their pet over and over, unarmored, into battle for it to get stabbed and frozen and shot at and things?
How are you going
to
feed it?
What?
How are you going to feed it?
I don't know. Peter, what do you eat?
Could you mend his jaw? Somebody.
Oh yeah, sorry, floppy.
I mean, I could try and cast mend. I'm still up in the flies. Well, yeah. up in the flies.
I should also say, Bubba, like with your love of birds,
yeah,
it smells pretty good down there. Like it got that fireballed peacock. It's smelling really yummy.
Yeah. Is it? There's nothing up in the flies.
No, there's nothing. Up in
just
the flies.
Dead flies.
Just dead flies.
All right, Bubba.
That's why it's called that.
Flying.
Sonori wrote loads of dead flies into her story.
Loads of dead flies up here.
So what she
like spelled out a few words as well.
Yeah.
She said, I'm the best actress ever.
Out of flies.
Oh, one big long sentence.
Maybe if you arrange them all together, it'll open a secret compartment in the ceiling.
Maybe.
As more as this goes on, Sonora becomes less a sort of master storyteller and more a kind of weird, bored game dev who's just putting strange stuff in her world for fun.
I think she basically was a frustrated DM, wasn't she? Really, like, just no players. Just sort of like...
So you come back down and you are all... Yeah, you're hurting. Some of you are hurting quite a bit. Some of you are all right. You've been through a big old battle here in the playhouse.
I'd say probably if I took the most damage there out of everybody. What do you think? Yes. No?
No, I'm on 46 hit points.
Why did you express it in such a strange way?
99, actually. Huh?
Why did you express your health in such an odd manner?
Well,
I feel great.
Caragol throws up his liver.
All right, show off.
You all kind of pick Caragol up and help him out of the Sanguine Playhouse. And
Jimmy Soft Shoes or whatever that twat is, he still
Mr.
there?
Mr. Soft Shoes has watched this whole thing and is just just sitting there, white face, just like, god.
He was the one selling the ice
cream. That's the one that stole
the stuff. Is that the one
that
stole my bag?
Yeah.
Right.
Caragol gets the roses out.
You shitbag.
He's like, ah!
Have you given me that thing back yet?
Yeah, you've got your bag back.
Oh, I remembered. I've got it now. All right, so are you going to steal ever again?
Oh, maybe.
Oh, fuck. You should have said...
Caragol gets his hammer out, goes towards his knees.
Oh, no! are you going to never steal ever again?
Oh, no, sir, please. Okay, please, great. Sir. Please, sir,
good.
I don't...
Good, good.
Can I have my fiddle back?
No.
What?
I didn't take the fiddle.
Give him his fiddle back.
Well, no, I'm not giving his fiddle back. No.
No, that's the price he has to pay.
Yes, exactly. Like, he literally used that to rob us.
Yeah,
like,
no,
we're not giving him that back.
It's not ours, is it?
You make a sound argument.
It's
fair enough.
Mine.
But what shall I do if I do not have my fiddle to make a living?
Well, you've got the theatre.
Yeah, you've got this entire theatre.
You
now.
Should be the new director.
The new director?
Yes.
Oh, the plays that I shall stage.
Yeah, exactly, yes. Until they're remade and they come back and probably chop your legs off. But still, you know, never mind.
Oh, this shall be the best season that this theatre has ever had until they chop my knees off.
Have you got an idea for a new theatre show?
No, I'm an uncreative half cricket. What should my play be, sir?
It's going to have drama.
Right.
Some romance.
I was not prepared for how much work this would be.
Yeah.
It's got to have a three-act structure.
Right.
Three acts?
Yeah, why does it have three acts?
Three-act structure. Three act,
no, because Fulton's killed three enemies with his axe. It's a three-act structure.
Very good. That's very where good. We leave it.
Very nice. Very nice.
That's beautiful. Show business, kid.
Davosaurus, a magnificent specimen. Davosaurus is this week's Dangerling of the Week. Oh, but were that week to last longer so that we could celebrate in the halls of Skjorsgard the name of Davosaurus. Mead will be raised to Davosaurus. Lambs may be slain, all in the name of Davosaurus. Raise a horn of honey mead to Davosaurus this week, Dangerlings. And pray, nay, wail, that you too could soon be like Davosaurus. Patreon.com/DangerClubPodcast. This is to you, Davosaurus. I didn't do one dinosaur joke then, and I'm really pleased with myself. No, we've done Jurassic Park for Davosaurus. Yeah, fuck it, I'll do another one. Go on, start again.
I was going to keep going with that. That was good.
Well, yeah, I put it on a blooper reel. If this is me listening to my past self doing a blooper reel, Scott, you fucking idiot. All right, real take. Do you want me to clap? I'll clap.
I don't want you to clap, man.
Oh. We know you've got the three nice spikes on the thing.
I don't need them. We're in person.
All right, well, maybe I do.